I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. When it comes to climate change negotiations, nothing's easy. Delegates from around the globe are gathered in Cancun, Mexico now for the latest climate talks. The meeting was never expected to result in a breakthrough, and it's not going to. Even modest deals are proving difficult to seal by the end of the Cancun conference. That's tomorrow. Today, Bolivian President Evo Morales accused capitalist countries such as the United States of ecocide. Progress in Cancun is also hampered by a familiar stumbling block, the lack of agreement between China and the United States on emissions. They are the two biggest emitters of greenhouse gases. Amid all the wrangling by the giants at these climate talks, the concerns of small countries often get short shrift. And that's one reason African countries have decided to work together more closely this year than in the past. They've been meeting pretty much every day since the summit began to coordinate their efforts. Miles Esty reports from the floor of the UN conference site in Cancun.
All of Africa accounts for just 4% of global climate emissions. That's roughly one-fifth of what the United States and China each produce. Yet, many observers believe it's Africa that will be hardest hit by climate change.
Virtually every country in the continent is going to be affected.
Nigerian Anthony Nyong is a manager of the African Development Bank. He's an observer at the Cancun conference.
Climate change is not just about environment. It affects basic development. The floods in Eastern Africa, for instance, have been costing national governments about 8% of their GDP, just trying to get back to status quo.
The concerns across Africa's 53 countries are extremely diverse. Some regions likely will experience floods, while others likely will face droughts. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the leading scientific authority on the subject, predicts that by 2020, water shortages will affect 75 million people throughout Africa, and crop yields will fall by a third. Tosi Panu-Panu is the delegate from the Democratic Republic of Congo, and chair of what is being called the African Group at this year's conference.
Although we don't have the same exact development level or the same national circumstances, we do have things that bring us together. And of course, sometimes it is hard to come with a common position.
Last year's conference lacked a unified African voice, and that weakened the outcome. South Africa was one of five countries that helped push through the compromised Copenhagen Accord, but Sudan helped block that agreement from being adopted. Panu wants to avoid that kind of rupture this year. In a large atrium in the Cancun Conference Hall, delegates from the African group debate in French, English, Arabic, or local dialects. Panu says unity among these African voices is crucial, since together, their population rivals that of India or China.
It's important that you speak with one voice, so that your voice, you know, really resounds loudly. If we had to speak with 53 different tongues, we would appear to be divided.
A major goal of the group is securing financial assistance to help African nations adapt to climate change. Richie B. Muhea is Malawi's Minister of Irrigation and Water Development.
We feel the developed world needs to do actually more because there hasn't been much coming our way in terms of programs that can assist Malawi in realizing its national adaptation plans.
But the Africans here say their countries need much more than just money. Anthony Nyong of the Development Bank says much of this aid should come in the form of the tools Africa needs to adapt to a changing climate.
We want to see technology transfer, where we are involved in the whole life cycle of technology, from research to actual development of the technology. That is where you build sustainable capacity.
Leaders of the African group are hopeful that the Cancun conference will produce agreement on some of the issues of most concern to their countries. But Panu is realistic that the meeting is just another stepping stone towards a comprehensive, binding agreement.
We want to keep a legally binding outcome that will reach maybe next year in South Africa, maybe not, maybe further down the line. But here we need to leave Cancun with some decisions, at least.
The key, Panu says, is to keep the multilateral UN process alive. Because whatever the differences may be among Africans, he says it's the only way small countries like theirs will have a voice among the economic giants who are causing the problem. For The World, I'm Miles Esty at the UN Climate Conference, Cancun, Mexico.